All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, March 10th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had 8 matches of tennis get underway this morning. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. And then for the rest of the evening, we have a 7-game NBA main slate to go along with a 13-game NHL slate. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. Reminder that we will only be having office hours Monday through Wednesday of this week. So tomorrow will be our last show of the week. I will be gone for the weekend, and then we will be back at it next week. So we did have a couple questions come in prior to the show today, and we're going to get those queued up and answered. Looks like we have some in the YouTube chat as well. So should have plenty to talk about, and then we will just kind of see where things go from there. So let's get the first question up on the screen. Question says, I'm considering switching back to min uniques for diversification instead of portfolio. Can you explain how portfolio works? Yes, I can absolutely explain how portfolio works. This one came in from support. First off, I do want to call out this resource. Your first resource to understand portfolio better, if you go to the top right menu, you go to help, it'll take you to our support library. If you go to SaberSim tutorials, we do have a video using the portfolio diversifier. This is a video as well as an article and explains how it works, written, screenshots, however you prefer to digest your information. I believe this should cover the most common avenues. So I'm going to drop this here in the YouTube chat, and then again, you can find it via the app, but I just wanted to call this resource out because it does explain exactly that. Now, if we were to run a demonstration and talk about this, which we will do as well, first thing I would do is kick off some lineups. Two quick adjustments in the player table should be all I need in order to unlock the build lineups button. We are going to let these 500 lineups run, and then we will talk about how the portfolio diversifier chooses the lineups that it gives you. All right, so our 500 lineups have ran. Our Saber score is calculating. All right. So let's say I'm going to create a group with 20 lineups, and I'm going to use the portfolio diversity here. Okay, so what's happening is SaberSim is going to, well, the key part of portfolio that we need to keep in mind here. Oops, that was too many lineups. Messed that one up. Okay, so the difference here, right, your two diversity options, portfolio and uniques, okay? Uniques are very straightforward. They're a little easier to understand. So what uniques one, for example, is doing here is all it is doing is making sure that all 20 of your lineups have at least one player different from every other lineup. So we see all the lineups here, and what it's doing is saying, hey, let's make sure at least one player is different from every other team. We can increase this to two players different, three players different. That's what this dropdown is. So this will just make it so the lineups have two players different, three players different, right? Now, when it's doing that, it's still prioritizing Saber scores. So you'll notice that all these Saber scores are higher at the top and then lower as they go down. We go from 173 to 161 to 160 to 158. It is straight high to low, okay? So that is what Unique Swan is doing, very straightforward. What Portfolio does different, okay, and what can be confusing about it here. And let's try this. Hold on, I want to try something. So what Portfolio is going to do different, okay? First off, the metric that Portfolio is solving around is Saber score. It's taking all of the Saber scores. Okay, that's the first part of Portfolio. It's saying, hey, we want to look at Saber score, but there's an additional layer, right? What happens is it not only looks at the value of the Saber score, but it also looks at how the lineups interact with one another when played together. Hey, do these two lineups when played together make your results more swingy, or do they make your results more consistent, right? It's looking at the relationship between the lineups and then figuring out which lineups are best played together. So what you're going to see when you look at this is it's going to start with the highest Saber score, which is 173, and then it's going to start picking the next best lineup that complements the one that came before. So we actually don't see a difference here until about lineup 5. Okay, at lineup 5, you'll notice that we have a lineup with a 58 Saber score, while lineup 6 is a 74 Saber score. So here, right, the builder has determined after picking 4 higher Saber scores, it went 173, 161, 144, 130, it is determining that it is better to play this lineup that has a 58 Saber score before playing the 74 Saber score. Saber Sim is saying, hey, you know, this fifth lineup with a 58 Saber score, the players and the results in the Sims make this lineup a better option to complement the 4 lineups that came before this one did. So it is a, in my opinion, it is an upgrade from Min Uniques, which is a very blunt tool of like, hey, this many players different. This is using contest sim results to figure out which lineups will smooth out your results the most while still giving you a strong chance of having an upside outcome. So that is what Portfolio Diversity is doing. It is okay if you want to switch back, you know, if you like Uniques and it makes more sense to you and you're more comfortable. Hey, you know, do whatever you got to do. That's okay, but that is what Portfolio is doing. And then you can also check out that article that I referenced earlier for additional information. All right. Next question here in the Office Hours channel, and then we'll jump over to YouTube chat. This question says, do you prefer running more portfolio style lineups in GBP tournaments, or what's your preferred strategy or recommended in regards to that? Yeah, okay, I didn't even see this one prior. So this one goes right hand in hand with the first one. I would recommend using Portfolio. I think that Portfolio, well, I do know that Portfolio back tested the best in our data science team's back testing when they were kind of creating all of this. I would say as far as the sorting metrics go, right? And as far as strength, this is how I would rate them. So I would say Portfolio Plus is the best, and then followed by Portfolio. And then I would say followed by, you know, Min Uniques, Saber score, and then just assume everything to the right is Min Uniques. And then I would say percentiles, and then I would say projected score. I think that this is the hierarchy that I would use when determining which sorting metric I want to use. Portfolio Plus, because it uses, well, actually, there's one more in here. It should be MinUnique's ROI. It's going to depend what plan you're on. So Portfolio Plus uses ROI. Portfolio uses SaberScore. Therefore, ROI is better than SaberScore. So Portfolio Plus, Portfolio, MinUnique's ROI, SaberScore. I guess there's like two versions, maybe like a starter and ultimate. For ultimate, I'd be Portfolio Plus, ROI, then SaberScore, percentiles, projected score. For starter, it'd be Portfolio, SaberScore with MinUnique's, percentile, projected score. So just keep that in mind. A little bit jumbled here, but I would be using the Portfolio for GPPs. The only time I wouldn't be using it is if I were playing cash games. And instead, with the case of cash games, you'd probably want to go straight to projected score. So like this hierarchy is for GPPs/tournaments specifically. For cash games, I would go straight to projected score. All right. So next question is going to come from YouTube chat. We'll get this one queued up here. Let's see if I can do this. Just working on getting the question over. I think that's the first question. I think it looks like there's two, but we'll go one at a time. Okay, question says, hello, is there a setting or rule I can set that would take into account the ratio between projected and actual points in last games? For example, if I wanted that from the last 10 games, mainly for showdown and FanDuel single games, well, actually, for full roster as well, too. So there's nothing in SaberSim that represents what you're talking about. However, you could create that outside of SaberSim. I don't know how you would do it. Maybe, you know, it could be adding up the projected scores of the last 10 games, and maybe you're tracking those in an Excel sheet. And then adding up the actual scores, seeing the difference, and you create your ratio that you talk about, right? So imagine you take those averages, you find your ratio, you find like a multiplier, like, hey, they were projected for 1 point, but for every 1 point that they were projected, well, I think, scratch the first part. Basically, like for every 1 point they were projected, they actually scored 1.2 fantasy points, right? Something like that. So now you have this 1.2 value that you want to use. I think what you can do is you can either apply it as a multiplier to the projections and upload that as custom projections via the upload here, right? So you would basically apply your ratios, upload that as a custom projection. Or what you could do is you could just apply, you could upload the ratio as custom data if you're on Ultimate. I don't know what subscription you're on, but you see this add custom column option? This allows you to upload anything. You can upload any value for any player. So if you wanted to do something and you're like, hey, I want to add a custom column and I'm going to upload my ratios. And then from there, you could do something. You could do a rule. You could do a filter, you could do a lineup filter that uses that custom data, right? Like, hey, I want my ratio for all players combined to be X, or I want to filter out players above 0.7, right? If guys are being projected and then they're vastly underperforming, maybe you filter those players out. So I think that if you were to use the custom data option, that gives you more flexibility in terms of setting filters, rules, lineup filters, you know, combining them as a whole after the fact and filtering out. So I think one of those two options, the projection multiplier or the custom data, are the routes that you're going to want to kind of explore, in my opinion. All right, next question. Okay. Question says, also, I see the filter old Saber Sim. Can you tell us how to build that specific filter by chance? Or what is different by it? Yeah, so I believe you can still see what this is. So if you go to the lineup pool, and then you go to the sorting metrics, and we look at old Saber score, you see this little eyeball icon? You can click on it. So if I click on the one that's checkmarked, it will pull up what the metric is. So the old Saber score is a combination of projected score, a percentile. It's not always the same. This one is 95th percentile. And then the weight is 0.1. And then average adjusted ownership with a negative weight. So basically what it's doing is it's taxing lineups with a high ownership. It is accounting for lineup upside. And then it's making sure the lineups have a strong floor as well. And it even shows you how to write each individual variable as part of a custom metric. So like for instance, right, this one has 95th percentile, 0.1 weight. If I were to go to a different one, this one has 85th percentile and a less aggressive negative weight on ownership. It went from negative 0.3 to negative 0.1 here, right? Still using projection. So you can see any of these, you know, via that method. If you're interested in the differences between the new Saber score and the old Saber score, we do have a good video that breaks that down in the same SaberSim support library, how SaberScore works. This will discuss the differences between the old and the new, and I will link that here in the chat as well. All right. Okay, next question. Hey, Andrew, for tennis, often the actual scores for players aren't updated for every player after games end. Is there a reason for this? Does it need to be refreshed on your side? And then follow up here, but it doesn't, but I think I know what this is. And then follow up. Sorry, meant 3-6. Looks like 3-7 is all good, but randomly days have lots of zero scores in the actual tab. Yeah, I do apologize about that. What I would say is that if you see this, the best thing that you can do is just shoot us a quick message. The easiest way to reach us, one of two ways, if you click the question mark, you're going to get a basically like a chat pop-up. You can message us here. You know, you can see like our average response time is under 20 minutes. We don't have 24/7 support coverage, but when our team is around, we are actively paying attention and trying to get back to customers. So you can just shoot us a message here, like when you're looking at it, hey, you know, missing some tennis actuals from this date or slate. That's really helpful. Or if you're on the slate, you can also go to the top right, go to report a problem, and then just write it like, hey, you know, it looks like you guys are missing some actuals. Our team is aware of the missing actuals. We kind of put in some measures to help or to be able to better fix those quicker, but it still does happen. The good thing is that we have better tooling on our end to fix those a lot faster than we did at like a month ago. So if you see that, our team should be able to fix those rather quickly. So if you want to just let us know, we don't always catch it, that would be helpful. And then, you know, that should help you to be able to use that information for your back testing or contest flashback analysis, etc. So just letting us know via one of those two routes would be awesome. And we'd appreciate it. All right, follow-up from Sean. Said, okay, so I don't have the old Saber score filter. That's kind of exactly what I've been looking for, where you can select all those different ones you had. So you made each of those. No, so they are available, okay? They aren't available as filters unless you make it, okay? But it is available as a sorting metric. So all you need to do to access it, there's one of two ways. First off, in the group, right? You could switch the diversity from portfolio to uniques one. And then after you switch the diversity to uniques, you're going to get this rank by column that appears. And then you can see the old Saber scores. Then you'll be able to select them. The other way is in the lineup pool. If you open up the lineup pool and then you go over here to the sorting metrics on the left, you should be able to see them here as well. So those are the two ways to access them, just to sort by them. And then as far as filtering, right? Well, what you would need to do is, like, say you want to do a pool filter. You go to your pool, you click add new filter. You go show lineups with, in this far left dropdown are all the sorting metric options. Old Saber score should be here by default. And then you can go and select one, and then you can filter as needed by it. But if you're having trouble seeing it, chances are you're probably on portfolio. You need to switch to uniques one, and then it'll pop up, or you can access it from the pool directly. All right, Arch said, thanks, you are welcome. All right, and we got back to Sean here, that's great. We were kind of doing a slate demo a little bit earlier, talking about, you know, the differences between uniques and Saber score and the ranking of the lineups within those. So I think we're gonna continue with that while we go back and forth with some follow-up questions. And then one more from Sean. Sean said, it's weird. I don't have that drop down on my ultimate plan. Is this something I should maybe figure out via chat later? What I would do is use the second option that we talked about. Use the report a problem button. This just gives us more information about what you're seeing and allows us to troubleshoot better. Because like I can see it, right? And I'm like, hey, you know, it's kind of good. And you're like, hey, I can't see it. So we need to get to the point where we can see what you see. And this is the best route for like troubleshooting those type of issues. So I would just use that reporter problem. Just say, hey, having trouble finding the old Saber score, please assist. And if you say that, our team will be able to jump in, figure out what's going on, and then kind of help you out from there. So, but I will read this follow-up, see if we can fix it real quick. Sean said, like, when I go to Mean Unique, I have Saber score. I can change it to projected score. I can change it to everything, but it doesn't have old Saber score. Do I need to turn it on? Okay, so the only thing I can think of is that, and I'm not sure about this, but if you had used Saber, say you used Saber Sim a year ago, and you just signed back up last month, when we upgraded Saber Score from the old Saber Score to the new one, for new signups, we might have removed old Saber Scores completely so they don't see it, so they don't get confused. That is the only other thing I can think of. But again, I think sending the report a problem in, our team would notice that as well if that were the case, because we can like pull up your account and kind of get a better sense of like the overall picture. So send in the report a problem and one of our team members will look into it and let you know. But I think that might be what's going on there. That's about the only thing that I can think of right off the top of my head. All right. Looks like we're all caught up here in YouTube and office hours. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern.